Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, it is a Wednesday. That means it's Hawk Topics back at studio. Wow. Steve Hawk is here. Hello, my friend.
And it is my lucky day.
Good
Hi,
to
guys.
See you.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Man. Hi, guys. Producer Steve, where are we?
Hi there.
I got to hang out with Producer Steve for 3 days in Nashville.
That's outstanding. That was a lot of fun.
Incredible.
Wow. Well, good for you guys.
Yeah.
It's a good time, yeah.
He was not annoying.
No.
He's an easy travel guy.
Yeah.
You know, he just kind of like along
for the
ride.
You can just put him under the seat.
Absolutely.
Put
him
put your tray table up and your producer Steve in your overhead compartment.
Jay, does Steve just follow you or does he like have the phone with the app and making sure that like the flight's not delayed? Does he do all that stuff or does he just kind of go, you know what? Jay's got this. I'm just going to follow him.
What do you do, Steve?
I'm more along for the ride.
Felt like
okay.
it. Yeah.
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 That makes sense.
Steve, did you get to meet some pretty cool people?
Yeah, I bet
you did.
Boy, it was a whirlwind.
Yeah, I bet. A lot going on there.
Yeah, and some people just crazy energy.
You bet.
And off the walls. Well, in a good way.
Glad you're back. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah. Steve Hawk. We're going to, I'm going to show you a picture here.
Okay. I will scoot over to your side of the room.
This is just not going
to. I'm going to make my way to Kevin's studio.
Yeah. You don't really need to.
Where
well, no, no
we
you guys are
really
warning
need
me.
To, but
it's a company computer.
To.
Remember this.
Yeah, it's a company computer. Well, it's on a company Facebook page, so I think
it's
we're
fine.
Safe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Coyote Country. Okay, let's scroll down here.
Right.
Here's Steve with Old Dominion. They're a great group. There's Jay. He's right there in the middle. Jay, I loved your outfit yesterday.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it was. What
was it? Look at it. Here's another, you know, look, he's just very normal.
Who's that guy?
With
Who's this guy right here? Right
that
in the
is Nate Smith.
Nate Smith.
He hey, local boy.
Yeah.
North Idaho guy.
He's awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
He's been doing
he
real
was
good.
Great.
Yeah, he's
that guy.
Jim Diamond.
Oh, Jim
face.
Diamond.
He was not in Nashville.
Just kidding, Jimmy.
Okay, and then we have, you know, again, Steve looks very comfortable in all of these
Yes,
pictures.
He sure does. Everybody looks good.
Except for where there's a girl. This is Dasha. As you can see, she's tall and she
has big old boots on, doesn't she?
Yeah, and she doesn't have her midriff is showing.
Right. She's showing a lot
Look
of skin. Well, it was probably warm that
between
day.
It was Steve actually. And Dasha.
Yeah.
He made sure his body was so far away from her.
Yeah, but look at some of these other ones. It's not like he's snugging up to this guy.
Well,
and
that's
look
what
at this one here. Who's
okay,
this guy?
This is Chris Jansen. But
Chris
look,
Jansen. Nobody
but
wants to get close to Chris Jansen.
Look at the gap
Except
here.
For Jay.
This gap is
Love
maybe a pinky gap, if I were to put my pinky up there.
Yeah, this well, you know, she's fingers. Pretty. Sometimes when you're in those photo shoots with a female, you're like, okay, I'm going to better be safe than sorry.
Be a little respectful.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
He's very good at that. Yes, he is very, very good at being respectful.
Oh, kudos to him.
There's always the weird thing is, you know, everybody just puts their arm around each other and just does a picture, you know, so it's fine. But it just is weird if you put your arm around somebody and then your hand, as you put your hand on that part, you realize it's skin. And then it's a weird feeling for
that
someone you
awkward.
Don't know. You're like, and then you're like, you know, you don't know, do I go up or down on that? And then you just take your hand off.
I do shoulders. I will only do shoulders, especially with females.
I would do that too if I was a little taller. But usually what happens is they put their arm on top of my arm. So you know what I mean? So they'll go, oh, boom, and they'll put, now their arm is on my arm. And then I'm like, well, now I'm just going to hold it off way in the back. There,
now,
so.
I got to give Steve credit. After listeners gave him a hard time and we gave him a hard time, because this isn't the first. There's pictures with him with girls where he has his hand hovering above them.
Above their shoulder.
Like
that's my favorite.
He won't put his hand on.
Okay.
And I'm like, Steve.
One time.
hey, respect.
And it's
baby.
All fine, right? He's being respectful, but everybody was giving him a hard time about it. And then,
all in good fun, Steve.
Who was the girl who came through yesterday? That was something Merlot, Madeline
Merlot.
Oh,
what was her name?
That's it.
She said it
correctly. Yes.
Did she give you a hug? She's like, come over here, little boy.
I don't. What happened? I don't know. It was
it's
all a blur.
It was a blur, but this girl is there. You can see her, Steve Hawk. She's also what you would consider, you know, a very lovely lady.
Tall, blonde, attractive.
Yes.
All right.
And Steve.
Right up Steve's wheelhouse.
You went for it, buddy.
Did I?
Yeah. You just went right in there. Obviously, he doesn't remember, but... He did. You just gave her a
picture?
Big old hug.
No,
we didn't get a picture.
So that one was secret.
Yeah, I just saw it. I just saw it on
well played, Steve.
We didn't post that one, did we now? Yeah.
I mean, I have a photo somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Heard that before. One of these days, it'll pop up on the internet.
That's right.
I did mention it on the air because I saw it live, and I was like, oh, Steve did just put his arm all the way around a girl and almost, like, hugged her.
Steve Hawk, do you think you would like that kind of trip where you're doing, like, a whole bunch of interviews all at once? And
yeah.
It's the fun of it.
It's, you know, because it's there for 48 hours. You're working your tail off, but it is cool. It's entertaining, and everybody back here is just really digging it. So that part of it, yeah, I would really like that.
It has a great energy and vibe to it. The whole city of Nashville during CMA week, it kind of has it anyway. You know, like Broadway in Nashville has become more of a Vegas kind of feel, which, of course, the locals are not a fan of.
No.
But the people who are there, there's probably 30 live bands playing at the same time on any night. Monday night, which was when we were there, you could stand on one of the main street corners and hear music coming, because they have, it's the kind of old bars where they have the windows that open, the great big windows that swing open, so you can hear all these different bands playing. I mean, you could probably, I'm not kidding, go to 30 different live performances at any moment.
Yeah, it would be overwhelming because there is so much to choose from. And I've heard the descriptions that you've given of, you know, what it's like at the airport and just the music talent and the scale of their talent that is just there on that week. It's like an all-star week.
Right.
Of music.
It's right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm sure it's a once-in-a-lifetime.
Also, I don't know if this is in every airport.
Times in a lifetime.
Yeah, right. I don't know if this is in every airport, but in Nashville, they have, you know, they have the announcements. You know, make sure you don't leave your bags unattended. Yeah. You know, all those announcements. And the one that I heard yesterday, which I had never heard before, is please remember to remove your firearms from your carry-on. Oh. I thought, whoa, I don't ever remember hearing that one before.
Yeah.
Welcome to Nashville, I guess. So, yeah, apparently they need to remind people in Nashville.
Where
would
you put it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you think you'd take it back out to your car.
Yeah, run it back out to the car, like the knife, like you used to have to always do, Jay?
Yes, I would often forget my pocket knife, and that would be like, dang it, because it's just so much of a habit.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, you can either run it back to your car, or we can keep it forever. Yeah.
That's what those big garbage cans were there for.
Seriously.
Yeah.
The lady who got her, I had all this equipment that was on the counter in my bag, and Steve got his, you know, when you're going through TSA, and you have weird stuff like broadcast equipment.
Right.
And there was a lady behind me, and she was eyeing my equipment like, whoa, what is that? And why is he being allowed to get on a plane with
her?
She looked very nervous, but she was also having her bag searched. And the guy got done with mine, and she's just giving me the look like, I hope you're not on my flight. And then the guy goes to her, and he goes, do you know what you did? And she goes, I have 3 bottles of water in my backpack. I'm like, well, lady, come on.
Jeez, lady.
What are you? First of all, who's that thirsty? And second of all, 3 bottles of water? Yeah, I have 3 bottles of water in my backpack. I looked at her weirder than she looked at me.
Deserved.
Very well. Gosh dang it. We didn't have time to ask you a bunch of questions today.
No.
Maybe you can come in tomorrow.
Well, we'll see.
What's your...
We'll see.
Well played, Steve. That seemed like a no.
Well, no, I should be around. I mean, I have a very busy day. Thursday is going to be a juggernaut.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll see. Well, hopefully we'll get you back. If not, I know we're going to be talking to some guests here in a moment.
Oh, you got some other cool people out in the hallway waiting to come in.
Wait, other cool people? Did that mean that you're concluding yourself as a cool person?
I get to do that.
Okay, well, thank you, Steve.
You certainly are.
You are. Normally...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
If I were to turn your mic on, are you gonna not gonna cuss or anything, right?
Kevin James.
Uh-uh. Okay. No, I'm a good boy.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we have a special guest in the studio. Hunter is here with us. He is the owner. I said owner operator, I guess you would be, right?
Yeah,
right?
The owner, yeah.
Owner of Delicious Hamburgers. Thank you for, first of all, everything coming in here. Appreciate that. You ever been in the studio before?
No, first time.
Oh, what do you think of radio from the inside?
Great. It's very beautiful in here.
You like our scrapbook? We just made the walls our scrapbook.
I love it, yeah.
Everything that happens in here, we just go, oh, yeah, put that on the wall.
We'll keep it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're like pack rats that way. And you guys have been involved with this with the Christmas Wish. Thank you so much for doing that, by the way.
Yeah.
That was a very cool promotion, and we did it for, it was 30 full days, right?
Yeah, it was all of October.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then for every time somebody bought a delicious double, you ended up donating $1. And how'd we end up?
We ended up with 1,761 Yeah, that was just on Tuesday and Wednesday sales.
So. Yeah, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. That is what fantastic.
Because that's one of those things where I'm going to pull back the curtain, and I don't know who said it, but it was apparently a meeting. They were like, "Do you think they could sell like? Do you think they'll do like 10 hamburgers a day?" And I'm like,
"Yeah,
what?"
Yeah, they were trying to guess. They were trying to guess how many on a Tuesday, like how many would you sell? And I'm like, are you nuts?
I'm like, I think I could do 10 hamburgers a day.
Do you not know? I was like, you guys.
But it was funny. It was just that innocence of like oh, I don't know how much they're going to be able to sell. Yeah. And so, the answer is 1,761.
Yeah. We were pretty confident in this studio based on our own behavior.
I hope so. I hope we sell more than 10.
Yeah, right. No kidding. Yeah, thank you, first of all, for being involved. And congrats on being the new owner, because how long did you say you've owned it now?
Oh, gosh, 4 or 5 months since July.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome, yeah. That is very cool. Were you nervous when you bought?
Oh, 100%.
It's a big step.
Yeah, it's a big step. It's a business that people visit daily sometimes.
Absolutely.
And they want it to be the same, so that's what we're doing, is keeping everything the same.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it was already successful, and so you're like, I'm not going to come in here and rock the boat.
No.
Yeah, exactly. People love the food. We're not trying to change.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And were you a guy who, had you worked there before, or you just saw it as an opportunity and thought, you know, I'll do this?
Yeah, I'm from around the area. I mean, born and raised. It's been, you know, visited before, and it's just that place that is known for the burgers.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, never worked there, just have known about it.
What I love about them is not only does it feel like, because I don't live anywhere near there, but I will drive there to get a burger and fries, but it also feels super neighborhoody, you know, like it's just like people around the area will walk there or whatever the case might be. So it kind of has both those appeals, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Good for you
guys. You can always tell a place that has that cool vibe or whatever by how busy it is inside.
That's true.
I like the drive-through. I'm a drive-through guy, but it kind of always makes me want to go inside.
Yeah.
If I do the drive-through and I look through the windows and I'm like, well, all those people look so happy in there.
Having so much fun.
And it's always busy inside. And
yeah, there's
just
days where
sign.
the lobby will be full. There will be no seats in there.
Yeah.
We'll be waiting for people to get up and leave.
Right.
That's cool. That doesn't happen at most burger places. Yeah.
Kevin, when Steve and I went and did a Facebook Live there with Hunter when we first kicked off the promotion, it's like, you know me, I don't ever eat inside. I'm like, to go, I'll eat it at my desk or whatever. And we stayed there for like 45 minutes just hanging out. Yeah. Even after we were done, we're like, I love this place. Yeah. So, yeah, it's got a great vibe to it. And the fries were amazing, too, by the way. Not just the double. Yeah, they were great.
Yeah.
And you extended your hours, too, right?
Yes. Yeah. So Sunday through Thursday till 10, and then Friday, Saturday till midnight.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you for giving us another option at that hour.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that a lot.
Absolutely.
Well, cool, man. Anything else we need to know about you guys? I mean, you got new sweatshirts. I do like that.
Yeah, we got new sweatshirts for the crew.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, so they'll be wearing those today, hopefully.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So check out Delicious Hamburgers. You can check it out online. You can check out the website and all those things, and you can order to go and all the things you can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate you stepping up and doing this. I know when you're opening your first business, I'm assuming this is your first.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're purchasing your first business, I know there's a lot to do. And a lot of people, I don't think, always think of charity as one of the things right off the bat. So, I mean, kudos to you for doing that. So,
yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. I love giving back.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, that's awesome. And believe me, we will abuse it.
We will be calling you all the time.
Time after time.
Please do.
Hey, Hunter, do you want to get involved in
this?
Hey,
remember this one time?
Hunter sees us walking and he's like, hide, get behind the counter.
Hide. You won't forget us.
Yeah, you won't. Yeah. Well, thank you, buddy. Thanks for coming in.
I appreciate
that.
Thanks for inviting me.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
10 to 15 years is the average lifespan of a goldfish, not the one you got at the fair.
No, yeah,
I was
going to
say. Lucky to get that home.
Those are the ones that have been living a rough life.
Right, yeah.
Kevin James.
I mean, the goldfish you get at the fair usually has a cigarette in its mouth. That's kind of the one thing that you notice about them.
It's a carny fish.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Very nice of Hunter to come in, and also very nice of Hunter to participate in the Christmas wish and get some... Get the ball rolling there. Delicious hamburgers.
I liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked him a lot.
I told you he was young. I was wrong on how old he was.
Good Lord. 26 years old.
I know. I told Kev, I go, Hunter's coming in. Really nice guy. Steve and I had a chance to meet him. He's the new owner of Delicious Hamburgers, and he's delish. And he, you know, I go, he looks really young. I go, I'm going to guess he's like 30-ish maybe. I don't know. It's Kevin right away. Hey, nice to meet you, Hunter. How old are you?
You know me. I'm just going to get
just get to it. Yeah. Like if, I'm sure you're that age. You don't mind saying.
No, you better not.
Yeah. Gosh, it's time for the clip of the day, guys. Let's do it.
Kevin's clip of the day.
I mean, we could go to the internet. We could find something hilarious.
Oh,
but
sure.
We've got the rest of time to do that.
That's a good point, Kevin.
We were in Nashville. We
yes,
had
sir.
Some interviews with people that, you know, we have not played, mainly because some of them you just don't know. John Morgan, I don't know John Morgan, Jay.
Right.
Do you?
Not really.
He has one song out or something?
I mean, I wouldn't say I know him.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean,
do you know his music?
I know of John Morgan. Okay. I know he, you know, I know I've heard some of his songs. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really, I don't think I ever met him before.
Okay, but... Cool dude, and had some great stories for us. Jay asked him the question of, you know, you're up there on stage. Have you seen some weird things or, you know, just bizarre stuff in the crowd?
Yeah, because you guess what? They see more than you think.
I think my favorite memory was we're playing, I think it was 8 Second Saloon. We were up there playing, and on the very front row on the fence, we're middle of our set, you know, and I'm going... I'm in it, right?
Yeah.
Just giving it all I got, and I look over, and there's a woman projectile vomiting over the fence, all on the floor, kind of hit the trash can a little bit, but we had to smell that the whole rest of the show, because it was a little club, you know, or just, that was one of my favorite. I went back to the talkback mic to the guys and was like, what the just happened? I was like, did anybody else just see what I saw?
She was also giving it all she had at that moment, yeah.
She was hanging, you know what? The funniest thing about that story, we were doing a guitar giveaway for this tour, right?
Sure, yeah.
And just random draw, pick a lucky winner after the show. We get to hang out. Guess who won?
It was not her.
Dude, she powered through the entire show to get that guitar, and I didn't put two and two together.
Sure.
I go up
until
to
you
her.
Smelled her.
I give her a hug. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Whatever. We're backstage. And one of my guitar players was like, dude.
What are you doing?
Dude, you know who that is, right? Funny story.
That's hilarious,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, well, I didn't even realize it was her. Man. Yeah. And I can just see his band members going,
dude,
why is he hugging her? That's weird. Jeez. That's awkward.
And yeah. What a trooper. I mean, puke and rally. Sounds like she did it.
I mean, seriously. I would imagine that's a question you could ask almost every act, and they would have a story.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, because, you know, you forget. I mean, those lights, they catch a lot of the front 10 to 15 rows. And depending on the venue, you can sometimes see all the way to the back of the venue.
Yeah.
Depending on what kind of setup it is and that kind of thing. I mean, you remember the Bellamy Brothers one they told us. That one was maybe the most legendary one ever.
Was that was something to do with someone's hair?
Her hair caught on fire.
That's right.
Whoa. Yeah. There was candles on the tables. It was just one of those kind of an intimate sit-down setting. And yeah, he goes, I don't know if she had like a ton of hairspray on or something, but she was kind of like, you know, bobbing her head to the music. And the next thing you know, she got too close to the flame of the candle.
And weren't they like... We're just sitting there going, give me a redneck girl. And thinking, do we stop or do we not? Or what do we do here?
And they kept going. They just kept singing. And the people around her are like putting her head out. And the lady also did not leave.
No, you just put your hair out and you stay.
Oh. She went a guitar after her?
She should have. If your hair catches on fire at a concert.
Yeah,
I feel like you should get like, you know, one of the guy's guitars or the whole drum kit or something like that.
Yeah, you've kind of earned it. You're a pretty good fan.
You've put in a lot of work, so I feel like you should get something out of that. Yeah, John Morgan, very funny. So that's the beauty of the thing with Nashville is you do end up seeing a lot of people that you see a lot of people you know, but then you also see some people that you get a chance to become acquainted with, which is awesome.
And we always love, you know, the stories that are that'll stick with us from year to year where it's like I won't forget that story ever.
John Morgan projectile vomiting.
Yeah, I'm not going to forget Nate George Smith. Birch. I was like, who's? Yeah, Nate Smith, where he was telling the story about when he was up here at the North Idaho State Fair.
Yeah, just this summer.
And his family's from in the area.
Yeah, from North Idaho.
Yeah, and so he talking to his mom, and his mom says, well, yeah, I bought tickets to the show.
I've got the clip if you really want it.
Yeah, let's see here. I know we played it. It happened yesterday around this time, but it's just such a good story.
It really is.
My mom bought tickets to that show, I think.
What?
I don't know why. Really? She's like, I didn't know if I could get him, Nate. I'm like, you're my mom.
What are you...
What is happening?
Like, I'm like, Mom, what do you mean? She's like, I just wanted to be sure I could get him. And I was like, Mom, I've got your ticket. She's like, okay, I'm going to go talk to him. She comes back. Yeah, they're not giving me my money back. They're not going to give me a refund over here. I'm like, Mom, let me talk to them. This is crazy. I'm the refund.
Yeah,
like me.
Right.
What's
yeah.
your Venmo?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm the refund.
I'm the refund.
I'm literally the refund, Mom. We're going to make this right. The fact that she went over and said, turns out that's my son. And I didn't know I would get free tickets.
I just love it. The innocence of, well, I'm not going to bother him for tickets.
Right.
And
sure.
I want to really go see my son play, so I'm going to buy tickets. And then, of course, once he says, well, Mom, I've got you tickets, then kind of hot that.
Yeah, that she had to pay
for
them.
Even return them. They won't let me return them.
Also, they're probably like, sure, you're Nate's mom. You wouldn't have bought tickets if you were Nate's mom.
And then Nate's like, oh, Mom, I am the refund.
Yeah,
like,
that was so great.
Yeah. And do you appreciate his impression of her too?
I was just going to say that, Steve. That might be my favorite part of the clip is he's got his mom voice, just like we all do. Where you go.
I know if I could get him, Nate. I'm like, I don't know if I could get
him, Nate. It's like, what? I didn't know if I could get him, Nate. It's just like, Mom, yes.
I didn't know if I could get him, Nate.
And then finds out that, oh, wait, I do get tickets.
Just wanted to be sure I could get him.
I don't know. What does that sound like? That sounds like...
Sounds like his mom.
But, okay.
It's a cartoon character
it
of
is.
Some sort.
It does sound like it, yeah.
Just wanted to be sure I could get him.
Is it SpongeBob? Is that...
Not sure.
I don't know. Something
yeah,
like
a little
that.
Bit.
You should have a contest at some point. You know, everybody calls in and does their either mom or dad voice.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, just, ooh. You know, I just make a compilation of like a conversation of what mom and dad would sound like. And it's different people with different parents. But just I feel like the conversation's always the same. And the mom voice always sounds like,
just wanted to be sure I could get it.
And the dad voice always sounds like they're just dumb. You know, it's like,
yes.
Oh, dang, Tess, I'll do that.
Shut the lights off.
Yeah, pick up your room. I can't believe we live like a pig. Is that a pigsty? Which is worse, by the way? Which impression is worse?
Oh, I think the dad voice.
I think probably,
It's just always so, like, dad is so dumb.
He's so dumb and just always telling you to do stuff. That, you know, like, all dads tell you to do the same stuff. And then mom is
just wanted to be sure I could get him.
I didn't know I could get him, Nate.
Know if I could get him, Nate. Know if I could get him, Nate.
Yeah, well, you can get him, Mom.
That's so good.
Oh, gosh. He's so fun. He's just a fun person to be around. He's also has that contagious energy.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's crazy.
Easy guy to root for, that's for sure.
That's a very good point, Kevin. I was going to see if I can grab his song. Yeah, here I got it. All right. Have you heard his new song, Kevin?
I don't know if I have. I mean, I obviously know his "Set the World on Fire."
Sure, "Whiskey on You" and all the rest, and "Bulletproof." But he's got a new song out, and this song is kind of a rocker. But I just love the way this song is written too. And it was one of those when you kind of listen to it, if you try to listen closely to the lyrics, which is kind of hard on the first listen for songs sometimes. But it's like I got a very catchy groove to it. It's very rocky, and then it's so well written. I mean, it's all about the fact that you meet somebody who fixes the things that they did not break within you. So, I mean, you know, it's like, in other words, sometimes you get somebody who kind of helps fix your soul or your heart or whatever it is. And he's talking about the fact that he finally met somebody who can help him fix those things. And it's not the person who broke them in the first place.
Gotcha.
Let's check it out. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I got a couple of facial hair / hairstyle stories, I guess.
Oh, I thought you were telling us. I thought you literally were breaking into entertainment news to tell us that you have a couple facial hairs.
Kevin James.
One in the mustache area and one in the beard area.
That was
but
nice.
What you were trying to say is that you have facial hair stories. I got you. Let's do it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Download the app, by the way. That's free. Take us with you wherever you happen to be. It's super easy and simple. Very fun time in Nashville. Thanks to our friends at R&R RV for sponsoring our broadcast. It was a great trip. More interviews from Nashville and more stories from Nashville tomorrow, as well as more money to give away. We'll do the 7 a.m., 7:30, 8, 8:30, and then 9. $100 every half hour during that time just for fun.
Just for fun, $100 every half hour.
Yeah, why not? And then, of course, you know, the CMA Award show is tonight. Looking forward to that. That should be, yes. You know, it's always good. They do good performances. They do good. They do good, Kevin. So, I'm looking forward to it.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Did you totally forget about Yellowstone?
I didn't forget about it. My wife was thinking about watching it. Like, she's like, you could watch it on your phone. I could watch it. We could watch it at the same time. I was like, that does not seem as fun or enjoyable way to watch it. I much rather watch it with her in the same room, obviously.
Sure, yeah.
And just too much, too many things going on to be able to go, oh, I can really sit down, relax, and enjoy it. So I didn't forget about it. I have some things I have to catch up on by being gone. So that's one of them.
Kind of in the same boat, Jay, where I have a couple shows that I'm like, whoa, pretty sure I did not watch Survivor last week.
Okay, yeah.
I know I didn't because I made a decision. I'm like, I'm going to go to bed, not watch Survivor, and then I will watch it tomorrow. And tomorrow happened, and it never happened.
Of course, yeah.
And the next thing you know, it's the weekend, and bah, humbug.
Well, you know what they say? Tomorrow's a bag full of yesterdays.
Nope. Is that what they say?
Nope.
By the way, the Nate Smith voice.
I know if I could get him, Nate.
I'm like, it's South Park.
It's Kenny from South Park.
It's Cartman.
Cartman. Yeah, yeah. That's as soon as I just heard it right there by itself, I was like, that is South Park.
I know if I could get him, Nate.
Yeah, it's totally it.
I didn't know if I could get him, Nate.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, 100%. Okay. So his mom is Cartman. Congrats.
Final thoughts.
All right, Steve-O.
Well, I'll admit defeat.
Uh-oh.
It happened. I had high expectations, high hopes. Just couldn't do it.
Oh, no.
The challenge that Kevin gave me.
Oh, yeah.
To do in Nashville, I could not complete everything.
I don't think it was for a lack of trying, though.
Yeah, no, it was. I feel like it was a solid effort, like a B-.
Because, I mean, the trying to find the bachelorette party on a Monday night, even though we went to 8 different bars?
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, we went to a lot of places, Kevin, and every place. And here's the other part. If Steve would have said he went to 8 bars in Nashville, I would have been like, did you, though? Did you go to 8 bars?
Right.
Well, my daughter was there, and she was hunting around trying to find someone with a sash on or what, you know, she was making an effort at it.
Sure.
Yeah. She did find someone with a bag.
Yeah. She's like, I think that's it. And then like runs over there. Nope, not so much.
It was close though. We were thinking about, yeah, can we just like, you know, make it happen? And
right.
Whatever.
But nope.
Didn't want
yeah.
To
I mean, I would have at any point there accepted, hey, at least he tried and he got a picture with some girls.
Oh yeah. We probably could have done that one pretty easy. Yeah. But you did the Hattie B's and the Stay Up Past Midnight and the American Beer on Broadway. Was that it? Oh, you also didn't get a number.
Well, I did get, I friend requested and followed and then got a follow back from my Chicago radio people.
Oh, okay. Well.
So I feel like that kind of counts.
Kevin?
Because they go, oh, follow me on Instagram and whatever.
Yeah, that's what they say to people they don't know.
Yeah, that. Oh, yeah, I don't feel like following on Instagram is...
That's not the same.
Now, if it was a girl who was like, yeah, hey, follow me on Instagram,
uh-huh.
Like, maybe I would count that.
But no?
Yeah, this was a radio station.
No, it was like her personal,
Instagram.
You know, like her personality page. You know.
Yeah. So it wasn't her personal one. It was her personality page.
Yeah, her radio personality, not her personal
page. Yeah, you kind of stepped in it there. Oh, I don't think that counts.
Yeah, we're good friends now.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah. Well, you got 3/5 of the challenge done.
Yeah, so. 3.5. Can we say 3.5?
I can, but it still doesn't mean that you got a full deal done there.
I mean, I admitted, I said it was a fail.
Yeah, you admitted defeat, so. All right, Kevin.
Well, it was interesting around here without you guys. I think that's the first time I've ever had it where I've I know I've been left behind before where you guys have gone places.
Left behind.
And I didn't go. But that was the first time that we've ever done something like that where I was there. I could see all the fun through my Zoom lens.
Yeah.
I could see what was going on, but could not interact with anybody.
Right.
That was, I mean, I could on the air for the interview if they had on headphones.
Yes.
But like, you know, Elijah, one of our buddies who works there, who does the engineering, couldn't talk to him.
Yep.
It was weird just to, and then what you realize after about 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours, however long I was sitting here in the studio, I was like, this is so boring. Oh, man, I could use some Nashville. Yeah. But, you know, I was glad that we got to do it the way we got to do it.
Yeah, it was
and
a good compromise.
At least I was able to be part of it. Otherwise, yep. I would have just, like, I don't know, taken vacation days or something.
Right.
That would have been a bummer.
Yeah.
So it worked out good, and I was happy to be a part of it, even if, you know, I wasn't in the thick of things.
It is funny to watch, too, because a lot of the artists, you know, they don't wear headphones during most interviews.
Right.
Because they just, you know, there's no need. But for the way we had it set up, obviously, you couldn't really hear the Zoom. It was loud and it would feedback, blah, 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 all the stuff. So, you know, the excitement over the headphones sometimes translated into the excitement over the interview. Because some people would be like, hey, Kev's right there. And they'd be like, hey, Kev. And then they'd realize, oh, I got to put the headphones on. And,
yeah.
You know, they're either wearing a hat or whatever. Some of them were like super dressed up and they want to mess up their hair. But the ones who were just immediately like, don't care, throwing these on, I want to talk to Kevin, that usually translated into a very fun interview.
Yeah. Like yeah, Chris Jansen, sure. When he was being Dr. Chris Jansen.
Yeah. Oh, man. But he couldn't get his hat off fast enough. And keep in mind, most of these people are like wearing cowboy hats or whatever, and their hair's messed up because they've had a hat on all day. He's like, don't care, throws it on the ground.
I know. Chris is like, you know what? Kev's a funny guy. I'm gonna put these on because we're gonna give each other a hard time. And I'm like, well. That is usually true, but
right.
Instead I ask him medical questions.
Oh, my gosh. And did we didn't play that yet, did we, or did we?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Okay, yeah. Because he was in that. He could not be distracted.
I was just like, tell me if there's a country music star who has a home remedy for sickness. I'm like, it's going to be Chris Jansen.
Oh, my gosh. He went
and
right into it.
Did he ever? I have not tried it yet.
So he did.
He told me to take a garlic clove.
Yep. Smash it up.
Smash it up, and then what's the muddle it? Like
you're, yes, muddle it. Yes.
Yeah, muddle, mm-hmm. muddle.
Yep.
Yeah. And then take it, dump it in apple cider vinegar.
Correct.
And then
heat it up.
Heat it up mm-hmm. and drink it. He says it tastes like trash.
What a great when he said when he started to say what it tasted like. My hand went to the dump button.
Oh, I know.
So fast. I was like, he goes, it tastes, and I'm like, uh oh. There's only one thing that people usually say like that, and it's not trash.
No.